Cleveland Cavaliers select LeBron James.
How he left Ohio. In a sit-down interview with ESPN, the former Cavs superstar talked about losing the finals in Miami and what he would change about the decision.
If I could look back on it, I would probably change a lot of it. The fact of having a whole TV special and people getting an opportunity to watch me make a decision on where I'm going to play, I would probably change that. You know, because I can now look and see if the shoe was on the other foot and I was a fan and I was very passionate about one player and he decided to leave, you know, I would be upset too.
Thinking about a storybook ending, going home is going home. You're talking about the possibility of bringing a championship to the city of Cleveland for the first time in its history.
The king is back to return, so throw them hands up and throw some chalk in the air, fire the fans up. The mission is to bring a championship ring back to the city where he started the dream. So wipe the slate clean, give him a clean start, give him a second chance, give him a shot, watch him for Cleveland back on the map. You can't deny the energy that he brought to all his people when he stepped on the court. And even though he won some rings with the Heat, he made a promise to his real fans, and soon enough he'll have enough to cover both hands. And even though he was winning games, it just doesn't feel the same. I think he knew that something was missing. The decision part two, you bet that he thought it through and will accept him back with open arms. 20,000 standing fans on their feet, they jumping up out their seat just to see the king take his throne. He's coming home.
Coming home.
Welcome everyone back again. It's the 2014 season. This is the TPS NFL update. It's been 3, 4, 5 long months since we've done one of these. I'm EZDD999. What's that?
It's been a while.
It's been a while. That right there is franchise 254. On the phone with us also is John underscore McClain.
He's asleep again.
Maybe.
That says it all.
Yep. And also King Bowser.
What's up?
You're back. And then, Tomater.
I'm coming home.
He's coming home.
Man.
The king is back. McClain, are you back again?
Are you on Hulu?
I'm confused. Why we're gonna be talking about football and you played a song about LeBron James?
Oh, cause we gotta bring it up. We gotta talk about it. We haven't talked about it. And actually, we're not gonna talk about it yet. We're gonna wait until MMA Rich can join us here in a few. But until then, a lot's happened, right? A lot has happened in the last 3 months. So, NBA Finals happened, right? The Heat lost to the Spurs.
Like they were supposed to.
I called it. I think I was saying it all season long. The Spurs are the best team in the NBA. They're gonna expose
them.
I called that.
He didn't know.
I feel like this is fraudulent.
The E Diddy Spurs.
The fraud Diddy Spurs?
Check the...
I just listened to one yesterday where you were saying, who's gonna come out of the West and have the honor of losing to the Heat?
Who, wow, what episode was that? I never said that.
That was every episode.
12. Week 12.
Week 12, yeah. Wow.
It was Heat in 5 is what I recall hearing.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I've always been a Spurs.
I'm gonna go through the archives and play it for you.
Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, the big fundamental. I mean, that's my squad. Like, I called it.
Did he say he was a fraud? That's what I think I heard him say.
I think I was saying Spurs in 5.
I thought you said you're a fraud at 5.
All season long. I mean, I've been a huge Spurs fan ever since 1997.
Who was on the team in 1997?
David Robinson, Sean Elliott, Avery Johnson. I mean, come on.
He pulled up his Google notes.
Guess what my homepage is? Spurs.com.
Your homepage is fraud.com.
I love the Spurs.
And you woke up.
I've been trying to tell you guys all season long, LeBron wasn't meant to win 3. He wasn't. Not in a row.
He got lucky to get 2.
Anybody else want to jump on this bandwagon as it slowly creeps by?
I mean, you guys are just a bunch of Spurs haters. I know McClain's a Spurs hater because he's a Mavs fan, so he can never root for the Spurs.
Man, the Spurs suck.
Yeah.
So, they do. And the Mavs
fit together.
Oh, that's right. Bowser, you're a Mavs fan too.
Yeah, see, Mavs are better than the Heat.
You're just a bunch of haters. Just a bunch of haters. And even Franchise is a Mavs fan.
I'm not a Mavs fan. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh. What is wrong with Texas? Seriously.
What's wrong with you? I don't like the Mavs.
He likes the lesser Texas team.
I thought you were all about the Mavs.
I like the lesser Texas? Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I was a Lakers fan.
Oh, gross. Really? Oh, you're still a Lakers fan? Yeah.
That's where you're wrong. That's what you thought. Ooh. That's not what you actually are a fan of. You're convincing yourself that you're a fan of the Lakers instead of actually just letting your true self be a fan of the Mavs.
Shut up, Tomato. Please.
Speaking of the Mavs, they're going to be so good this year.
What do you mean they're going to be so good?
So good. No. So many point guards.
So many point guards. And apparently Chandler Parsons is the second coming.
He's going to be the threesis of Nazareth.
Wow, that is awful. That is awful.
Wait a minute. How long have we been going? What's the official time?
We have been, from the recording?
Yes.
6.5 minutes.
I've gone 6.5 minutes and I haven't told anybody to shut up. Call him a clown. What the hell is going on today?
Well, do it right now. All these Mavs fans. I didn't get a chance
to tell Tomato shut up because you cut me off. He's like, shut up, Tomato. I think he got a little franchise in him there.
Yeah, just a little bit. I think we all do, right?
No.
Well, only some of us.
No homo. Not like Tomato would want some franchise in him.
Okay, so the Mavs apparently are gonna be whatever. Tyson Chandler, blah, blah, blah. Old Dirk. I mean, over, under 12 points a game for Dirk. I'm taking the under.
Over.
I'm taking the under.
You can't block that giraffe shot.
Yeah, but he's only going to be playing 12 minutes a game, so he's old. He can't keep up.
3 points a minute. That's no problem.
Parsons is going to take his minutes. Monta Ellis is going to be like, enough of this. I'm shooting it. Enough of this.
Monta Ellis is going to get traded. My words.
Who else did they get? Didn't they pick up Chandler, too? Old, yeah. Washed up Tyson Chandler.
Defensive anchor.
I mean, it's over. It's over for them.
Didn't they win their last championship with Tyson Chandler?
Yep. Yeah.
What is that, 5 years ago now?
Just saying.
Enough is enough. All right.
Glory days.
You know the real team that's been making moves?
Don't say it.
The Detroit Pistons.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen what they did this offseason?
Are you going to celebrate Stan Van Gundy?
SVG. Making all the decisions. Detroit is back. You pair him. Look what he did in Orlando, right? Dwight Howard. You ever heard of him? Gonna be a Hall of Famer? Look what he did for Dwight Howard.
Oh, the journeyman?
He's gonna be a Hall of Famer? Really?
Now he's gonna do that same thing for Dre Drummond? Come on. Hall of Fame.
They're right one there. Good player.
And then, Jody Meeks.
Who?
The best 3-point shooter in the NBA.
Who?
He makes Chandler Parsons.
Oh, you mean Chandler Parsons?
No, I mean Jody, my man, Meeks.
He got Chandler Parsons' money, though.
Yeah, he got paid. Jody Meeks, and he's going to be worth every single penny.
He's the next Ben Gordon.
Jody Meeks for 3. Swish. Jody Meeks for 2. Swish. Oh, man. They are going to
be... Why did they get Nick Young instead?
Why? No.
He's better.
No, he's not. Jody Meeks.
Young is going to be the team this year.
Meeks is the Mizan.
And why couldn't he carry a team?
What do you mean? Look at this. Look at this roster. Caron Butler? Yeah.
Oh, no. Bad starting point.
Chauncey Billups? Yeah. Wow.
Both of them are like dinosaurs. Put Geritol and Similac in their freaking water bottles? Ensure?
Every time they shoot, dust is just gonna come off their hands.
Yeah, it's just, Jesus. Come on. Gonna run down the floor one time and be like, take me out, coach, take me out.
This team is stacked full of veterans. These guys, they know what to do when it comes down to crunch time, I mean, let's be honest here. Put the ball in any one of them guys' hands, it's going in.
What happened with Greg Monroe?
What do you mean? He got a one-year deal.
Josh.
They gave him a one-year deal. So
he couldn't escape?
He couldn't escape. They wouldn't let him.
Did he? Josh Smith.
Yeah, Josh Smith. Oh.
You still have Josh Smith.
Josh Smith is going to become unleashed under Van Gundy. He's
going to lose them at least like 5 games.
He is going to comeback player of the year, Josh Smith.
Most 18-footers that are bricked.
Most improved player of the year, Josh Smith. He's going to be third in the league in field goal percentage this year. Behind Drummond and Monroe. They're going to have 1, 2, 3. I mean, this team, just go to the roster right now and start drooling. Okay? Because all I'm looking at, let me see here. Yep. Championship. Cleveland is on notice. Miami, you're on notice. Whoever else is in the East, you're on notice.
Yeah. They can't even beat the Milwaukee Bucks.
Wow.
Ooh, that's an indictment of its own.
Okay, so let's move on. Let's see what else is going on.
When you bring up a real team.
What?
The Bucks? A real team?
Yeah, they're a real team compared to Detroit.
You need to say it right. Detroit.
See.
Are the Bucks the whitest team in the NBA outside of the Timberwolves?
Outside of Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas is.
Yeah. Well, I can't argue that. Yeah, that's factually correct.
If their owner would stop trying to be like Jerry Jones, they would do some more stuff.
Yeah, they might win a little bit. I mean, anybody can beat LeBron.
Just pump your brakes.
Actually, you know what?
Dallas is going
that doesn't even count. Did I already take their championship away before?
You did.
Beating the Heat? Because anybody can beat the Heat. Right?
I can't beat the Heat. It's really hot right now.
Let's move on to some TPS MLB.
Get your gun out and shoot that joke because it was lame.
TPS MLB. Franchise. Hold on. Let's see. Who was in this? Franchise was in it. McLean was in it. I'm in it. Born, JT, a couple others that we're going to have to get rid of. But, Franchise, you've had a great season. And it's not your fault because this is completely auto-picked by ESPN. You had nothing to do with this team. And somehow you're 16-4-1, the number one seed in the playoffs. This makes no sense to me or you.
It makes plenty of sense. I told you I would do it. And every time I see you on my schedule, I make sure that we dominate you.
Let me see. Hold on. Let me go to the schedule. Since there's not a lot of teams, we actually play each other quite often.
So, yeah.
Let's go to the schedule to see how many times.
Every time. I think I've beat you 4 times.
Let's see. Franchise. Oh. Team franchise. All right. There's one. All right. Fluke win for you in matchup 6.
That was 8-1.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on, let's check again. Matchup 13. Okay, another fluke win. You caught me on an off week. Probably most of my pitchers were down.
And again, wow. That was 7-3.
All right. Let's go to another one. Matchup 20. Team franchise. Okay, 3 flukes in a row.
3 in a row. Wow, that one was. I think it was 7-2-1.
Yeah, but let's be honest here. At that point, I had thrown in the towel. You can't beat somebody that isn't really trying, right?
God. Yeah, he sees my name pop up on the schedule and says, I'm not going to try.
Regardless of trying, he can still stomp on your throat, though, which I think he has multiple times.
Wait, me stomping on Franchise's throat?
No, the other way around.
Wow. Wow.
In every sport.
Wow. Let's go. Yeah. Hold on. Speaking of stomping on throats, let me go back to the schedule, back to TPS MLB update. All right, let me see. All right, let's see. I played Bourne. Let me see how many times I've played Bourne. The Idiots. Ooh, there's a win for Ruff, the Baseball Riders. All right, that's one. Oh, there's another win for the Baseball Riders. This is looking pretty good. Fluke!
I was on vacation both of those weeks.
There was a fluke in week 19. The Idiots somehow squeaked lucked out of a win.
Just face it.
We should check back about 3 weeks ago when you said don't sleep on the ball writers, or the baseball writers, and that's exactly when your team started to fold.
There is no tape of that.
It's on Twitter.
There is.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Or that's going to be deleted.
Or is it? Or is it?
Take a screen cap.
He's already working on it.
So, Bourne, before you got on, we talked a little basketball, and I kind of want to go back to it since you're here now. A bunch of Mavs homers here, blah, blah, blah. But this is now your time. This is finally recorded. LeBron.
Those are tapes we can go back on. Remember at the end of last year when I said that he was coming back?
Right. Well, yeah. We kind of all said he was coming back, right? I mean, I specifically remember saying that he might come back during the finals.
Well, I just didn't realize it was going to happen this soon. I'll admit that.
So now
I just got to scroll past all this stupid Michigan photos here.
Where? Hold on. Links.
On your timeline.
Oh, man.
Try and get a screenshot of it before you.
Wow. We call his timeline. We call it a trash line.
That reminds me. We need to do the Michigan update next. So LeBron is back, teaming up, actually turning his back on Miami, just like he turned his back on Cleveland, but somehow he's a hero now. Turns his back on his best friends in life. Leaves Bosh and Wade. Now they're his arch rivals, his nemesis. And Cleveland somehow takes him back as if they weren't burning his, as if you weren't burning his jersey.
I wasn't.
Now all of a sudden, you love LeBron again.
I've always loved him.
Wow. Wow.
I wish I humped his leg.
Oh God.
Who's got really bad audio quality right now?
Mater.
So Mater? God,
kick him.
Night night to Mater.
Night night.
Night night.
No.
So, I mean, is Cleveland ready for this? Is Cleveland ready for Kyrie Irving? Is Cleveland ready for Kevin Love?
Well, in typical Ohio fandom routine, I'm so afraid that something tragic is going to happen. Like, Love isn't even going to play a full season.
He's going to get injured on the USA team.
Yeah.
Like everybody else.
Gosh, yeah. I hope not, but we'll see.
I mean, if a team deserves it after what they did and then him coming back, they deserve it.
I did tell a buddy that if they did go to the finals and it was going to be close, I was going to have him buy me a ticket. I didn't really care what it cost.
Just to have your heart broken.
Yeah, live. Just to have it done.
Like, you
want to
be
Cleveland there.
Yeah. As your heart breaks yet again.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, at least you have the opportunity, right?
Yeah.
Some people only get to have that hurt in the privacy of their own homes.
It's such a rare opportunity to have happen.
To have just your hopes and dreams crushed, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, as soon as they lose the finals, like, LeBron's gonna regret. Like, why did I do this? Like, this was a bad idea. Like, this guy, this Kevin Love guy, really?
Well, it'll definitely put everything into perspective, all the whispers and rumors. Like, it'll be the potentially greatest team to not win it, and then it'll be completely dissolved, and Kyrie will be the only one left.
Exactly, because, yeah. Well, I don't know, did Love has to sign a contract extension?
Well, he's not going to, as far as I heard.
Right. So they got him kind of as a hired gun.
As a free, they get a free year, basically.
Right. And then if they figure it out, then he'll stay, maybe. Right? But LeBron
right,
is...
And that's again, one of the worst things to happen about this. Like, Cleveland gives up so much, and then it's just all going to unravel. And then instead of it being talked about how great Cleveland maneuvered everything, it'll be like, boy, look at those...
Dummies.
Sorry, yeah. What a crappy organization to go to.
So LeBron is kind of holding the city and the franchise at bay because he's doing probably 1 year deal. Like, I don't see any reason for him to, like, isn't that what Michael Jordan did? Like 1-2 year deal?
Yeah, towards the end of his career.
Right.
Yeah.
To just hold them, like, you have to put a good team. And if I don't like the team, I'm out and I can do whatever I want.
I'm going to retire and then unretire again.
Right. I'm going to go play baseball. and then come back. I mean, LeBron is doing Space Jam, right?
He is?
Yeah, Space Jam 2.
That would be amazing.
I have not seen this.
LeBron's doing Space Jam 2. He's going to retire. His mom's probably going to, I don't know, something bad's going to happen to her, and that's why he's not going to play basketball anymore.
Oh, no.
I mean,
will be another rumor?
I'm not
just
saying.
Make sure the tires.
Is it back?
Yeah, it's back.
Oh, my what gosh. Happened? I have no
idea.
I think
it just stopped.
I think my router reset.
Because
it was everything just down.
I asked this question and there was just silence and I'm like, oh god, did I say something like that wasn't at all right?
I was offended by what you said, whatever it was.
I heard like half of the question and it was just dead.
Like gone.
Yeah.
I asked, didn't his dad die from somebody shooting him along the side of the road or something?
Yes.
So my comment was just make sure Gloria's tires are all filled with air and that the health of the tires are in good condition and should be okay.
Well, I hope they got somebody on that.
Yeah.
Cause I don't want to predict the future, but.
God.
Talking about LeBron.
Yeah.
Yeah, his mom.
Oh, I got a date with her. LeBron, I'm going to bone your mom.
Wow.
Wow.
Make sure you take a copy of this on a USB drive, and when you go see the finals, say, you might want to listen to this.
Here, yeah. Incriminating evidence.
Yeah, let me ruin your day and the finals. Then we can blame you for the loss. Cause you them hear this.
And they'll just we'll just Photoshop Franchise's face on top of, Delonte's.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you gotta make sure I got my tongue out though when I'm doing it.
I don't even want to ask why, but.
I've got to look like I'm going to stick it in their ear, you know? Ah.
Yeah, that was... You didn't have to make that noise.
we are still getting the explicit little tag underneath this, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Okay, so back to... Okay, so LeBron, whatever. Cleveland, whatever.
What else is there to talk about basketball? That means we're done then, right?
The Pistons.
What?
Detroit basketball.
You still have bad contracts?
Everyone.
That's how bad your team was. They couldn't even get rid of
Jody Meeks.
Josh, they're trying to offload him and pay like a hefty part of the contract.
Caron Butler.
Josh Smith only misses every 18-footer. That's all.
Washed up.
Chauncey Billups.
Okay, wow, he's like old enough to be my grandfather. Chauncey Billups. He still plays basketball.
Mr. Clutch. Okay, now back to baseball. TPS MLB. So it's been a while. This is hockey. Inactive owner made the playoffs as the 4 seed is taking on Franchise, the 1 seed, which fluked himself to a 16-4-1 record. Let's see. Then Team Chuck Norris, 14-6-1, is taking on the Idiots, Born, 14-6-1, and I beat you twice.
JT's already been talking smack to me today.
Has he?
Yeah.
Well, as he should, because it's tied. So it's anybody's game.
Well, he was talking smack when he was leading.
He needs to just nonstop smack talk.
Yeah.
Take care of business, JT. I mean, I did in the regular season.
Look where it got you.
If the playoffs started with my regular season record against Bourne, I would be in the second round right now. Is it true or not true?
You gotta get there you gotta punch your ticket first.
Wow. Okay, so Franchise thinks he's gonna win.
That is kind of surprising, isn't it?
I mean,
he made a number of drops this year for players that I didn't think had any reason to be dropped, but his team kept improving somehow.
Yeah, they got better.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense whatsoever.
What have I always told you guys?
What?
The list of idioms is way too long. So you might as well just tell us.
I am a coach. I build teams. We play to win the game.
I don't think that's actually one I've ever heard you say before.
But now you've said it, so.
Yeah, it's on the board.
It's on there. You called it. Okay, so Franchise, you look like, I mean, you just stick it out. Just
Franchise,
steady.
Do you have any injuries or anything?
One.
Who you got here? Gomez?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he just went down today, right?
Yep.
He's out for a week.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, Franchise doesn't need him.
Yeah, he's still 6-18.
I mean, Franchise is stacked. ESPN, auto draft, picks great teams. I mean, anybody could win with this roster. This has nothing to do with franchise.
Did I auto-draft? I didn't auto-draft this team. I was at the draft.
You might have been there.
I think you popped in and out a couple times.
Right. I mean, I think you did too. So who knows? This team might have been you just accidentally picking players.
But I build teams.
You made moves during the season, though.
Exactly. I build teams. I bring in the players that want to play. I bring in the guys who will surprise you.
I'm definitely surprised.
You're surprised, and you are a surprise.
I'm shocked.
But you never surprise me because I always hand you your ass on a plate.
No, I'm really, really shocked. Like, I feel like anybody, like I said, anybody could win with this team. That's how good ESPN drafts. Like, that's
franchise paying somebody else to take care of this team for him?
You have a ringer? What's your ringer? Who's your ringer? Have you been talking to Darcy? Has he been making moves for you? He loves baseball.
Yeah, but look at his team.
Let me see here. His team is Team Canada. Ooh, they're bad.
Yeah, exactly.
5-14-2.
You think I would take cues from him? No, thank you.
All right.
Now, go ahead, franchise.
I was gonna say, if my name was Pantera, then yeah, I would take all kinds of advice from him.
Did you say Panterrible?
Panterrible.
Panterrible. I like that.
That is a good one.
That has a really nice ring to it. Panterrible. Okay, so franchise, you're gonna probably win. It's a coin flip right now. Chuck Norris and the Idiots. Coin flip. Who knows? Can somebody please take charge of this matchup?
Yeah.
Let's do something here to have a great TPS MLB championship. Now, Morin, you won this last year, so you're the defending champ.
Yeah, and I mentioned this as much to JT, and he said, oh, you mean that league where nobody was active?
Yeah, and that's actually a good point.
Yeah, that was a good point.
I mean, he should have dropped a big-time whatevs on you.
Yeah.
See, this time when he did, he's actually trying. He really isn't trying because he says he isn't active.
Yeah, exactly.
But I've seen him change his roster quite a few times.
I can't remember. Is every matchup 2 weeks?
On the playoffs?
Yeah.
No. Hold on.
What, just the final is 1 week? Because I know this is 2 weeks.
The final is the 15th through the 28th. Okay, so it is 2 weeks.
Yeah, it is yep, 2 weeks, two everything. Weeks.
All right. May the best team win. Which is impossible because I'm not in the playoffs, but.
Which is very possible because I am in the playoffs.
Mm. Agree to disagree.
Numero uno.
Batting .417 today. That's pretty good.
Night is still young.
Before we transition out of baseball, you want to take a little bit and talk about your Homer Cubs?
Oh my gosh. This team is so stacked with young talent. They are the envy of the league. Envy.
I think you need a couple more shortstops.
At least two more.
Yeah.
I mean, why not have 7 or 8
yeah.
or 10?
You can fill the whole team with shortstops.
So the Cubs have 7 shortstops on their team, and they're just horrible.
No, well, they are horrible, but they are so young and so talented. Watch out.
They need to make sure they have a little bit better contact average. Oh, or else they're not really going to do much.
They're still learning. I mean, these are a bunch of young pups.
Baez is interesting to watch just for how hard he cuts.
Have you been reading the articles about Manny Ramirez that came out?
Yeah. Well, earlier in the summer, nothing recent.
I just read one today. He was a great influence on the young players.
I bet.
He has really turned things around for all of those guys. He
seems like Soler is a little bit better, more well-rounded at least right now.
I mean, this team.
And Bryant is raking.
Exactly.
Bryant is going to be a beast.
They have all the best. They have the top 10 best young talent in all of MLB.
It's kind of like maybe one of your past years when you were taking care of the team via the show and you just started drafting all these high-name players out of a fantasy draft.
Exactly. And it's going to work.
You guys need pitching, though. I heard Lester's coming to town next year.
To this town?
Yeah.
How old is he?
31 now.
Oh, my gosh. He's going to cost too much.
Because they say he wants to, if they make a deal, if they make an offer to him, he'd be very interested in trying to help rid the Cubs of their drought, just like he did in Boston.
That'd be great to rent him for a season or two.
Mm-hmm.
But he's gonna cost them a fortune.
Yeah, he is. And but you guys can make one of those big contracts viable.
Yeah, you can do one, but then you better have some nice young
It can't
talent.
Be a Soriano deal.
No, because they got stuck with him at the end.
Yep.
And then they had to pay for the Yankees to take him away.
Yep.
So, yeah, I agree. I mean, it would be great, but I don't see the nice young pitching yet.
No. I mean, Arrieta's pitched real well, but that's about it.
Right, but he's not a number one. He's not.
No.
He's not probably even a number two. He's like a really good number three.
Yeah, he'd be a solid three with two upside.
Yeah. So.
I don't even know who else is on the rotation. Is, that slower left-hander still on the team?
Wood?
Yes, Travis Wood.
Yeah. He would be a great five that doesn't pitch in the divisional series, right?
A BP pitcher?
Right. He's great for the regular season, but you don't want him on your playoff roster.
Oh, okay.
Because he will win games and he will keep the ball. He'll keep your team in the game. But man, when it comes to he's like Greg Maddux, right? Like he's great in the regular season, but when you need people to swing and miss, you don't want to put Greg Maddux on the mound.
Well, unless you have a good defensive team behind you. In Atlanta, he did.
These Cubs are not great defensively.
No.
They're pretty bad defensively.
At least you got rid of Barney.
Ugh, that guy was, oh.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm ready for them to be the team that they're meant to be.
Yeah.
They're
I agree.
Really,
they
really
are
going
to be fun to watch.
Yeah. Ton of young talent. Fun guys. I mean, I don't know what happens, but maybe you get rid of Castro.
I think you do, because it's not like you're hurting for shortstops, obviously, but you also could turn him into a pitcher. You know, you could flip him for a decent pitcher somewhere.
I mean, I feel like his production will be matched by the players they have.
Yeah.
And he has send him to a contender.
He doesn't have like a crazy contract. It's favorable.
Right. And he's consistent.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part. I mean, he had a down year last year, but that was kind of his fluke year.
Right. I mean, bringing in the other shortstops this year has kind of put him on notice, and I think he's gotten better as the year's gone on.
Yep, absolutely. So, I mean, I'd be okay with that.
Rizzo's having a great year.
Rizzo, he's the anchor.
Yep.
He is the one that's going to be like, you're the guy.
I went to a game there this summer where Junior Lake hit two out, and he's not even being talked about. I don't know if that's right or wrong, but...
It's right. It's okay. Nobody needs to talk about Junior Lake. Like, he's a great...
I didn't think he was bad.
He's great as the guy that nobody knows on the team. Like, you need that guy, right?
Like a Lyle Overbay?
Exactly. He'll give you decent numbers, but he'll give you 21 home runs, and nobody ever talks about him.
And like 170 strikeouts?
Yeah.
Okay.
You need that. Every now and then. Throw him out there. Maybe he gets a day off every now and then. You need that guy. But yeah, nobody's talking about him. That's a good thing. So Cubs and I'm going to give them, well, next year. Let's say next year's there.
Okay, might as well, yeah. Get on board.
Yep. All right, choo-choo. All right, anything else baseball related?
No.
I mean, playoffs aren't even here yet.
No.
There's a lot of butthurt Milwaukee fans complaining about how they were ahead in the division for 150 days and then they just gave up the lead yesterday.
Stop talking about Torgo like that.
What?
There's a chance they might not even make the playoffs just because of how tight the National League is.
Good. They deserve it.
Yeah, I know.
Are you ready for some football?
Well, yeah. To finish out the topical section of baseball, Verlander needs to quit taking pictures of his D.
Is he one of the celebrities that got caught?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
There was a little link for I could get it for you guys, but it just literally goes through all of them, and there's just in between – because you just scroll through all these photos, and yeah, there's Verlander all over that. I'm like, dude.
Oh, man, I did not know this.
Yeah, his D's in there several times.
I just saw on BBC, they're just talking about actresses. That was about it.
No, it's like him and Kate Upton in one, and they're just both butt-ass naked.
Gosh.
Poor Verlander.
I don't know. He's kind of winning in that department.
That's true, but he didn't really want to be out there like that.
Yeah, he only wanted to be known as everything before yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that happened. If you want to check that out, I mean, just Google it. It's all over the place.
Safe search off.
Yeah, safe search off. All right, now to some football. The preseason is over. Games are starting in a couple days. Thursday night, it's, what is it? It's Seattle and Green Bay. And then a bunch of other games until we get to the marquee matchup, which is the Monday night game. And the Lions are playing, which is huge.
Is that their only primetime event?
No, I think they're on one more time during the season.
Okay.
They're, let's see. No, you're right. That is the only time. It did it again?
Did it?
Yes. I don't know what's up with that. I probably have 10 too many things connecting to my single source.
Is any of them Netflix?
No.
Wow.
Well, I don't know, actually. I have too many. I swear. I probably have 30 devices. I need to go through them all and see what's actually doing what when.
So. You're worse than I am, almost.
I got six people here total. They all have at least one or two devices.
I've got me and I've got that many.
Yeah. Okay. So I forgot what we were talking about.
Primetime matchups.
Oh, how the Lions are putting the NFL on notice.
I basically said that the NFL learned their lesson from last year or the year before, right?
What do you mean?
Not to have that many.
Not to have that many
primetime matchups on TV.
Well, there's two on that Monday night.
Yeah, I'm just saying with the Lions specifically.
Oh, that might be true.
Yeah, we don't want to see the Lions playing.
I mean,
they might get embarrassed in the snow again.
What was that, Bowser?
I was going to say, do you guys even hear what I said before it cut off?
No.
I said, are they both early because they've been failing so much at the end of the league, but then you guys had that poignant pause. I thought everybody's letting that sit, and then it just canceled. Yep. So.
Yep. You got to have big shoulders tonight.
So my prediction is that Ndamukong Suh is going to rip off Eli Manning's Nats.
Does he have any to begin with?
Well,
that's questionable.
Sue's going to find out. How about that?
he's gonna give him a slight physical on the field.
There were no pictures of Eli in that iCloud scandal.
Oh man.
No, but I don't think I could zoom in that far anyway.
Thank goodness. you think Eli's junk has Eli face? Like, man.
It's just sad.
Like sad balls?
Yeah.
They're overly droopy.
This is definitely a tomato conversation.
Okay, so let's talk about our fantasy league, our fantasy draft that just happened on Sunday of this week. We went through the new lottery system for the fantasy draft, and the new lottery system
just barely.
We made it just in the nick of time. So the new system, very scientific, but we give a rank. For your final standings rank, your points forced and points against each get ranked. And depending on your rank, like Galabra, you were ranked 12th overall, 9th in points forced, 12th in points allowed, which gave you 33 total T-balls, the most amount of T-balls for the lottery, right?
Yeah, just what call me, Sacramento?
No, call you Cleveland.
Call me Cleveland?
Call you Cleveland.
Well, I would have gotten the number one pick, though.
That's true. Call you Sacramento.
All right.
So you had the highest chance to get the number one pick, followed by Bowser with 29, then newcomer Team Detroit 25, down the list to the Rough Riders, which had 7 T-balls and the lowest chance to get the number one pick. So I did a bunch of scientific research, made sure all the rankings were exactly right, and then went to draftpicklottery.com, the official draft lottery website of the TPS NFL. And you put all those in, you put the team names in, you put how many T-balls each team gets, and then you push results. And it spits out a draft lottery based on those calculations. And through it all, Bowser came out as the lottery winner, number one pick in the draft. This thing is,
okay.
I heard myself the whole time. What I was saying was you got the number one pick in the draft.
Okay, so I'm
gonna
ask this question. Should I just go ahead and host this call?
I don't think it's gonna matter on my end, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Just keep kicking you off, huh?
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna matter. I'll have to figure out what
This is going to be a weird copy paste.
Yeah, no, I'll clean it up and it'll sound like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
So, Bowser, you got the number one pick in the draft lottery, which I'm assuming you were very excited about.
Yep. I got the best player.
And you didn't have a keeper, right?
No, I didn't have a keeper.
Straight trash homie got the second pick, Galabra, Sacramento Kings with the third pick. And then the shocker of the draft, the TPS NFL Rough Riders with the fourth pick, followed by the Lazy Kings, Chuck Norris, Beast Mode, Team Detroit, Canada, Brownies, Tomatoes.
Oh, whoa. Don't run by my name like that. Don't Why? Run by me.
Why?
Because I'm a champion.
Well, you got the seventh pick. I mean, you didn't win the lottery.
It doesn't matter if I got the seventh pick. I am a champion.
I mean, you had 21 T-balls, and you just kind of lucked out.
You know, he conveniently skipped over that, too.
What?
Oh, we're going to go this person at this many, and then we're going to go down to the Rough Riders who have 17. We didn't hear 21 in there.
No, we didn't. That's weird. That is pretty weird.
Just that, I'm going to stomp you every time I play you.
Wow. Well, that brings up another change in this league. We've redone the divisions in the TPS NFL, trying to match up rivalries, natural rivalries. So in the new black division, we got Galabra, Tomatoes, Canada, and Team Chuck Norris, with Galabra and Tomatoes being natural rivals.
Yep.
Right?
Don't they both play for last place every year?
Every year.
Jeez.
Natural last place rivals.
Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't help it.
No, stats don't lie.
In the new white division, the Rough Riders, Team Beast Mode, Martinez Lazy Kings, and Straight Trash Homie. Rough Riders and Beast Mode, natural rivals.
Yeah, you have a proven winning team who has made the playoffs every year against a team who either doesn't make the playoffs or they get in and they're one and done, even when they have a stacked team.
Well, like this year, you mean? Like how stacked my team is this year? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, it's about as stacked as, I don't know, dirt.
Stacked as dirt. I'll take it. The new...
You're a poet, franchise.
The new Brown division is the Brownies, Team Twerk, which is Bowser.
Yep.
The TPS NFL Bums and newcomer Team Detroit iMix, Twitter legend iMix Master.
Wait a minute, I just noticed something. I'm the only winner in my division.
What do you mean winner?
I'm the only winner.
You're the only person to win a game?
I'm the only one in the division that's won a championship.
Let's see. All right. No, that's not true.
Who else won one in there? You didn't.
Back to back. Pick'ems or NCAA bracket champion. TPS NFL NCAA bracket champion. Back to back.
Nah.
Two times.
We're talking about NFL.
Back talking to about back champion.
Football.
That's like touting how good you are in your Yahoo League.
Yeah.
Oh, my Yahoo League's gonna be so good.
Yahoo League must be it's just epic, you know?
I take all of my information from Pantera.
Back to back.
No, his name was Panterrible, remember?
Oh, yeah, whoops.
Panterrible.
That was terrible.
Okay, so those are the new divisions. Let's see, any other changes that we made?
The Brown division? We didn't change the Brown division, did we?
Yeah, it changed. I think, yeah.
I thought there was something else we used for this. Like, we created two algorithms, but I don't remember what it was for. Was that to determine the divisions at first, but then we scrapped it?
I think we went through it and then we completely scrapped it and just made decisions.
Kind of stayed the same?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, as far as I know, this will be the format we use. I think this is a good format. Next year, now that I know how to do the lottery, we'll reveal it live. And by live, I mean the owners can be there when I do it. Now that I know that it works, so that nobody can accuse the commissioner of collusion. We don't want that. This is gonna be all legit.
Well, did you mention about, did you
go ahead,
like, further clarify about the mix-up for the draft?
Well, not exactly. I mean, there was a slight mishap in which ESPN had assigned the draft order. Like, who knew that you actually had to go in and change it? right? Like manually set it.
Like you just thought draftpicks.com would automatically just send ESPN.
Hey, how do I link it to ESPN? Just like, here's my draft lottery. Do it for me. Apparently that didn't happen. Whatever. So because that didn't happen, I had to reset the draft, which
I got shafted again. I call bullshit on it.
Why? What happened? What do you mean?
We can't redraft, franchise.
We can't redraft because
we can't redraft, but I got shafted.
So let's just say you were preparing for the draft and you were in there ranking all your players, making your list. I mean, you had your board ready, and then the commissioner comes in and says, "Oops, I forgot to set the draft order. My bad.
My bad, yo.
I'm going to have to blow everything away." And by that, I mean your rankings are gone and your lists are torn down. And if you're doing another draft and you don't have time, like I said, level playing field. No head starts in fantasy. Don't make a list.
I still got a good team on the other draft.
I still got a good team in my Yahoo League.
I'm about to draft my Yahoo League.
Okay, so that happened. And we finished our draft and the report cards came out, and ESPN don't lie. The Rough Riders are a top 4 drafted team. Like in the top, that is how good the Rough Riders were drafted. B+ rating given by ESPN, the worldwide leader.
And you know what's really funny? They're still beneath the Beast Mode gaming squad.
Beast Mode got a B, 2 slots down from Team Rough Riders.
No.
This entire thing's a lie, and you know it is, cause just look at who number 1 is, and you know this is
number
1,
Team Auto Pick, Martinez, Lazy Kings, A+ rating.
Yeah, I smell a new algorithm coming up at the end of the year.
TPS NFL Bums, also an auto pick team, A rating. Canada, which half of his picks were auto picked because he stopped picking near the end, A-. And then obviously the Rough Riders. Let's see, where did you come in, Galabra? C-?
Yeah. 10th? Second or third to last.
Yep, third to last. What about you, Bowser?
I got a B.
You were 5th. Close to mine. Who got the last? F, straight trash homie. Worst draft according to the worldwide leader.
Fitting of the name.
Yep. And then Brownie, C+, he's right there in the middle with Beast Mode, kind of average draft, don't really know what they're doing, taking a lot of guesses, kind of makes sense.
It's kind of funny because the two people who are in the middle of the draft have won championships.
Oh, well, yeah, you're right. I mean, I guess I'm more toward the upper middle. Back-to-back NCAA champions.
Yeah, well, I've gone to the Super Bowl in here. I won the NBA games, if that's what you mean. I have that championship under my belt.
I've been to the Super Bowl in this league.
Oh, you have?
The inaugural season of this league.
Absolutely. You're the Browns of this league.
Oh.
That's franchise laughing at that.
Oh.
That hurts so good, doesn't it, franchise?
That's kind
of, ow. All right, so let's look at each of our teams. Now that we've done the draft, Boren, I'm going to start with you.
All right.
Give me some highlights.
Well, I can't believe Jimmy Graham fell in the second round to me with the 15th overall pick.
I mean, it's kind of a steal.
Kind of a steal. Basically, I knew that there were some upside running backs towards the end of the draft that I wanted to take some risks on, so I kind of stacked myself with wide receivers at the beginning of the draft. So I went with Roddy White, Marquise Colston, and Torrey Smith for my starting 3. And then I've got Gore, Pierre Thomas, and Darren Sproles running. And I think the reason ESPN gave me a lot of hate for the draft is just because I got a couple of rookies, kind of unproven talent towards the end.
Right, they don't value them at all.
Right.
At all. Like, you get nothing. And they could be studs. Nobody knows.
Yeah. So, we'll see. I felt like I did kind of the same strategy as last year. So, we'll see what the turnout is.
I mean, I'm looking at this and it kind of reminds me of a poor man's Rough Riders. Kind of is what it reminds me of.
Mm.
Like, I could see you losing the first round to me. I could see that. That's a possibility. Something to shoot for.
Yeah. We'll see. I'm not too worried about your team, frankly.
Wow. You mean the B+ rated by the worldwide leader?
Well, the team that went number one overall with Colin Kaepernick.
Cap attack. Cap to crab. Touchdown.
I still can't believe that it was your keeper. You could have got him back in like the third round.
Wow. Yeah, maybe even like the fifth or sixth.
Wow.
He would have been there.
You guys have no idea.
Way down the list.
Wow. Okay, Beast Mode, tell me about your team.
The Beast what?
Beast Mode.
Oh, okay. Thought you were trying to be a little slick there, bro.
Come on now, give me some insight. I will be slick. I mean, I see you got a guy that's owned by 6.3% of the league. That's good.
Ballin'.
I mean, what's going on? Oh. What's wrong with your team? I mean, this is not good.
Do you realize that every year I pull somebody out of the hat like that?
Okay.
It's proven.
And you also drop a superstar every year, too.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for Eddie Lacy or Jordy Nelson to become available really soon.
You don't have 2 weeks.
You don't have to worry about those two going anywhere.
All right.
Might drop Malcolm Floyd, though.
Yeah, maybe.
He's not good enough for you to drop.
That's true. I agree with that. Larry Fitz, maybe. Maybe Fitzy. I mean, yeah, I can see you giving up on Fitzy after, like, week three.
I can see me giving up on Fitzy, too, when he has, you know, no stats.
You do realize, though, he's a good tradable commodity, right?
No. You just drop him.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Oh, because there's some things in the works that...
Already?
Oh, no. Yeah.
That's a typical T-Piz draft. As soon as the draft ended, everybody went straight to the trading box.
Who can they get for free from
franchise? who can I start? How many trades can we get right after draft night?
I don't think anybody got any trades.
No, but I knew the gears were moving.
And I know everybody has their eyes set on Pantera, or Panterable as we call him. Everybody's looking at him. They're like, oh, wow. But you see, the one thing you guys keep forgetting is he takes his cues from one person. Darcy, what do you think? You think I should trade this guy to him? You think that's a good trade? You're asking a guy who knows about as much about football as you do.
Exactly.
So he's brokering trades that are not in your favor.
How long is Dwayne Bowe suspended for?
4 games, I think. Maybe more.
Y'all better not sleep on Houston's defense, either.
Really? They that good?
Don't sleep on them.
Are you trying to tank this year, franchise?
That's true. Are you trying to tank?
It doesn't help your draft stock.
No. I live for one thing and one thing only, and that's to beat E. Diddy. If I go
What?
If I went 2 games a year and I beat E. Diddy, I would be happy.
2-time defending champion NCAA pick.
Who has no championships whatsoever.
One.
Sports.
No.
Yes, no fantasy sports.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No. I did win my Yahoo League 1 year. Once.
Okay, Pantera.
All right, Bowser, how about your team?
Stacked. Getting Shady McCoy and Cam Newton really helps.
Actually, your team does look really good.
He has a pretty good team.
Let me see.
Oh, he does. Look at that.
Yeah.
Cam,
picked up
McCoy,
a couple of players on my that people are going to...
Optimus Prime.
Ryan Matthews was a big question mark when I got him. I wasn't entirely sure how he's going to pan out with the injuries and stuff, but Demaryius Thomas, Eric Decker, solid. Riley Cooper is a backup.
Well, like I look at it like this. You have a top 5 quarterback, potentially. A top 5 running back, for sure.
Two top 5 quarterbacks. Who's I have the red rifle on my bench.
Oh, no, definitely not top 5. For sure, no. You need to drop him immediately.
No, he saw it, but man, it fell off and later, cause having to get Jonathan Dwyer at the end. But no, Brian Hartline should be decent this year, I imagine. Hakeem Nick should be alright with Andrew Luck. So, looking decent. Having Bell, though, kinda stinks as having him as a flex.
I mean, that is not a great flex. I mean, I do have Sammy Watkins. You could really use Sammy Watkins. You're kind of loaded at wide receiver. I get it. But think about it like this. You need the points. I have the points. They're just sitting there wasting away on my bench. Let's make something happen. Help me help you.
Oh, God. I knew he was going to say.
Who got Reggie Bush?
I'm not sure. It's a good question.
I think Joik's the better pick.
Yeah, well, he's a good vulture, that's for sure. Fred Jackson, I'm hoping, has returned to form from 2 years ago, because he was awesome 2 years ago before he got injured, but he's, what, 33, 34 now, so not sure how that's going to pan out. Yeah, overall, pretty solid team.
All right, let's talk about a real team now.
There's a trade proposal on the blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here.
What? What?
Keep going, franchise.
Wow.
Let's see what this proposal is.
Yeah, let's see what the proposal is.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Wow, that's a great deal.
Why don't we just take
I would do that.
I already canceled mine, franchise.
I would do that without even hesitating. Like, that is a deal and a half.
Do you know who you're getting this time around in the trade?
Oh, I'm looking at the trade.
I'm talking to E. Diddy.
I know.
E. Diddy made a trade with me in the middle of the season in baseball. Who he thought he was getting Strasburg, and he accepted it, not realizing that he was already on his team.
Yeah, and I didn't realize it till days later. Days later. Because so, I was checking up on my investment.
So E. Diddy is actually trying to strengthen his team and give me trash.
No. What are you talking about?
Danny Amendola, really? When was the last time he played a full season?
Wow. I guess you don't like touchdowns and Tom Brady. Who knew?
Giovanni Bernard.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. He is all over the field.
Man, that guy's going to barely touch the ball.
He's going to
air it out too much.
Touchdown, Bernard.
No, thank you. I have a counter trade for you.
Oh, all right. What? That's what I'm talking about. Let's do this. Let's make something happen. All right, the Rough Riders are stacked. Like, really? Dez Bryant for free? For free? I mean, everyone had a chance at him, and I got him for free. Jordan Cameron, he's going to lead the league in receptions as a tight end.
Nah.
Like, that is going to happen.
They don't have anybody else that they need to cover. Ben Tate's going to get injured, and everybody else's replacement, Terrence West.
Yes.
Like, they're not going to last.
Release West.
No.
Cap attack to Crab. Touchdown. Oh, this
My Achilles.
This is happening. This is happening. C.J. Spiller, he's like a good version of Reggie Bush. Let's be honest.
C.J. Spiller's going down, and Fred Jackson will replace him.
He is a good. And then, look, I'm loaded on the bench. Watkins. Greg Jennings,
Ahmad
Bradshaw,
Danny Amendola's injury waiting to happen.
Johnny Football,
will he even
see
the field?
Oh yeah,
I doubt it.
Oh yeah, this team is too good. This might be my best draft ever. Actually, now that I think about it, like I've never seen a team this good.
Keep that sound clip.
And even ESPN thinks so. I mean, look at the matchup. Look at the preview.
Yeah, that's why I don't feel bad about getting a C- from ESPN if your team got a better grade.
Look at the preview. Projected totals 117, franchise 111. They're calling it. They're saying that I will win in week one over Team Beast Mode. Even Mater's on this bandwagon. He knows what's
up. I didn't
up.
See what he said on this one.
He said matchup of the week.
Okay.
He's all over.
Isn't he supposed to be resting from his concussion?
Yeah.
He got concussed.
I was going to say, he's making those comments concussed, so read into that as you will.
He's been concussed.
According to his matchup with Galabra, it's the easiest matchup of the season.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
So
I think if Galabra doesn't have an injury-ridden season like last year, because you had some pretty bad injuries last
year.
Yeah,
I did.
So if you don't have an injury-ridden season, you will be in the playoffs.
I've got a lot of upside. I just hope some of it materializes.
Just hearing somebody else crank up the excuse machine for Galabra. What's going on here?
Yeah, that's true. It's like in stereo. Excuses in stereo.
Even in excuses, I just simply made a point.
Let's go through the matchups real quick. All right, Tomaters and Galabra in week one. Rivalry week right out the gate. Tomaters, Galabra. Galabra, you think you got this. ESPN doesn't. You're minus 17 on the line.
Jesus.
Welcome back, everybody.
This podcast is taking long, 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 long.
I'm going to finish my Yahoo draft before it's over. I'm in the middle of it right now.
Are you using the app on the phone or something?
No, I'm on my PC, so.
Because the iPad app's pretty decent.
Is it?
Yeah. I was pretty impressed.
I just picked up Luck, Brandon Marshall, AP, and DeMarco Murray so far. So this
is... AP fell like fifth to me yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I was surprised they had LeSean McCoy as first in Yahoo.
Yeah, that is a little... Like we were talking about, their whole rankings are just a little strange.
Well, their ranking, they go more by popular rankings than stats.
Yeah. ESPN. Or even projections, really.
Yeah. Yeah, because it does say fan points on it.
One of you guys want to host?
Wow, he ran away?
He's just saying if somebody else wants to host, we'll give it a shot. He's like, I have no idea if this is working. And then he's saying, can you hear me?
Wow. I'll host. I don't care.
All right.
I was back.
All right.
Okay, he's still hosting.
Okay, is that better? I have no idea if it's better.
Shut up, tomato.
Okay, it works. Hey. I get on to hear that.
But hey, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, I still think my internet's going to go down no matter what, but maybe it won't. Who knows?
That's not pulling the whole load. I'm going to pull the whole load, so you should be okay.
Okay.
How many loads can you pull?
Pull my load. All right, where were we?
I got a load.
Talking about my excuse machine running.
Oh, that's true.
I said, before I got cut off, I said that my schedule is one of the worst of all the teams.
What do you mean the
Not
worst?
Not to add to it.
What do you mean the worst? Mm.
The points four was the worst.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was legit, though.
Do we have strength of schedule up?
No. I don't think there's no way to calculate unless we did it manually, and that's a lot of work for me.
We can't even get a continual running podcast show, so.
Yeah. I mean, it hasn't been that long. I mean, three times at least this thing has gone down.
Yeah.
It won't shut down now.
Okay. Let's, Team Chuck Norris taking on Team Canada. It looks like Canada's, plus 12 in that matchup. Martinez Lazy Kings taking on Straight Trash Homie. Let's see. Lazy Kings plus 20 right now in that matchup. The best drafted team versus the worst drafted team. Not bad. Brownies versus Team Twerk. Bowser, this is you. You're plus 4. It's gonna be a close one, I think.
It should be. Me and the Brownies always go toe-to-toe pretty good.
That's true. You guys have had quite a bit of matchups.
Yeah.
That have always been, decent. And, Team Bums, or TPS NFL Bums taking on Team Detroit.
Hold on 1 second. But with Mexico Brownies, he kept talking about how he kept messing up his picks and stuff. Is there any validity to this? Or is that just a decoy?
I think that's a decoy.
Decoy? Decoy?
I think he was trying to sway people not to take Romo so he could get Romo.
So he had like a jersey on, a full draft board behind him, everything.
Oh, yeah. He was like, I know exactly when Romo is going to be. He knew what round and when to pull the trigger.
As long as I really thought he was going to get... Brady, and I actually would rather him have Romo than Brady.
But Romo's a top 5 fantasy quarterback. No matter how much you hate him.
But health is a big concern this year.
I understand, and that's true. But no matter how much you hate him, he puts up fantasy points.
He gets the job done. I get it.
Oh, and I hate it. And I was.
Is he the Derek Jeter of NFL?
Yes. He gets all the ladies. And I tried to tell you guys, don't let him do it. Don't let him do it. And what did you guys do?
You passed on him too.
I couldn't take him. I had cap attack.
You didn't have your backup at that point.
I don't need a backup. I got cap.
You're going to need a backup. You're going to wish you hadn't drafted Johnny Football at the end of the draft.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. That 1 week that I play Johnny Football is going to be his best week of the season.
He won't even be rosterable.
He will be.
When's your bye? When's your bye for him?
These words. Rosterable.
No, that's a word.
Well, that's a word.
No, it's not.
It is a word.
What other words do you think I'm not saying?
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Question my English?
Rosterable. What the hell?
What kind of word is that?
We ain't no English majors.
All right.
Yeah.
Johnny Football, Week 10 bye.
Okay, franchise.
Oh. That's a Sony problem. That wasn't my problem.
Week 9, Johnny Football against Baltimore. Oh, man. Coming out party.
Oh, man. He's going to get snapped in half.
Coming out party.
They actually said he might start by Week 10 if Cleveland doesn't do well.
Which they have no reason to do well.
They have nobody to do well with. Yeah. The whole Gordon thing sucks, but man, they just don't have any other, like, offensive weapons. Hoyer did really well for us last year before he got injured, and we can't do anything with it.
Yeah, you can put Gordon, or Manziel in. Look to the future.
Pass to Manziel?
Pass to Manziel.
Just turn him into the tight end that Tebow should have been?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Boy, Tebow is coming to the Browns.
They need him. They need him.
Why not? Just add members to the circus.
Free Tebow. Needs to happen. All right, last matchup. Rough Riders versus Team Beast Mode. Wait, hold on. What happened here? How did Beast Mode get +6?
Oh, he's already winning?
How is that happening?
Wow.
How'd that happen? There was some changes made. What happened?
I think ESPN's wising up to their original projections.
Huh. Interesting. Well,
can I say one thing?
All right, say it.
Kablam!
Wow. That's not what I expected.
It's a bit tamer than I expected.
Exactly. Okay, so those are the matchups this week. It's time. We'll be back weekly. TPS NFL update. Quickly, we do have B. Smith Spread'em Group. If you want to join in, search for...
That didn't sound good at all.
That's exactly... It sounded exactly how I wanted it to sound.
B. Smith Spread'em Group?
Yep. B. Smith Spread'em Group. Password is maple syrup, lowercase, with a space in between. You know what that space is for. If you're an owner, you could find all the details in the threads. If you're listening to this, search, let's see, what do you search? You search B. Smith Spread. Search that. You should be able to find the group, maple syrup, as the password, and let's see, we have quite a bit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 people have signed up so far. That's great.
That sounds like something out of a prison movie.
B. Smith Spread'em?
Yeah, with maple syrup.
Just make sure the space is in between. That's all.
For everyone's Verlander.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I forgot. We need to do the Michigan update.
What? No.
Michigan is undefeated, and they look like a national championship contender.
That's only because you didn't open the season with Charlotte, right?
I have never seen a Michigan team look this good this early in the season.
Are they ranked?
Not quite.
No. I mentioned that to Edidi. I said, oh, this is strange. I don't see them in the top 25. Where are the scores at? I had to scroll way down towards the bottom.
They are going to shock the world. They have been disrespected for way too long.
They need to.
Yeah, and to improve on that disrespect, you really set the record straight by playing Appalachian State the first week. Change some perception.
Their strength of schedule looks pretty shaky to me.
Well, they got Notre Dame next week. High and mighty.
Oh, no wonder Red Cobra's been putting a bunch of stuff about Michigan on Facebook.
Wow. He hates greatness. It doesn't surprise me. Ugh. Michigan is back. 1-0 on their way to a BCS playoff appearance. First in school history. They are ready.
Did anybody score on them?
45 to whatever.
45 to whatever. That's what it is. So how much did the other team score?
Whatever.
No, it ain't whatever. How much did the other team score?
I don't know. 14, 17, something like that. Whatever.
Team. Okay, my team.
Oh, my team.
My team, the Baylor Bears, beat the snot out of SMU. And SMU is not an Appalachian State team. They are actually a decent team.
Really?
Ooh, shots fired.
So, and we smashed them. 45 to. Wait.
Wait, okay.
So, not 55 to 14, 17, something.
45 to whatever.
We beat the brakes off of them, 45 to nothing.
Wow. Bro,
smashed them.
Hold on. I'm checking the Baylor Bears schedule. Let me check Baylor Bears.
Strength of schedule is on our side this year, baby.
Baylor Bears.
Okay, well, October 4th, you lose. You're coming into DKR Stadium. Whoop that ass.
It's
Texas
over.
Is going to roll, Baylor.
Yeah, your season's over, franchise.
No.
It is over.
We're going to beat you and then go beat Oklahoma. Yeah, no biggie.
That's when no bigs. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Done deal.
We're going to scoreboard. We're going to whip Oklahoma anyway. That's an easy game.
I'm looking.
Why is Ohio State taking a break in week 4? God dang it.
They almost lost.
Yeah, they did.
They're exposed.
They're terrible.
Navy's a really good team.
Navy. Okay, said no one ever.
Yeah.
He actually said that.
I said, don't sleep on Navy.
I want to see Baylor and Michigan play.
Oh my gosh. Michigan would tear them a new one.
It would be so one-sided. Michigan would be on the sideline crying.
Yeah. Wow. We would line the sideline with towels on the Michigan side.
I gotta give Bourne credit though, for one thing.
What's that?
Because when LeBron? I was on my Michigan promotional tour, earlier this summer, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you asked me if Devin Gardner was flipping burgers. So now, as I watch the Michigan game, every time he throws a touchdown, guess what he's doing? Flipping burgers.
What was that from? Did he have like a summer job doing that or something?
No, when they have the youth football day, Michigan youth football day, and they put all the players in the concession stands to sign autographs.
That's right. That's right.
So he was just getting ready. We weren't in his line because you got to get there like at the butt crack of dawn to get in the line to wait. I can't believe people. All right. These are college kids, right? And the gates don't open till 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Did you really drive all that way over there just to get burgers served to you?
Oh yeah.
You know he did.
Oh my gosh.
So sad.
So I wasn't the saddest one though, because there were people there at 8 a.m. and
who
waited.
Probably lived right down the road.
But they waited from 8 to 1 o'clock just to get in line. See, I got
there. Was there any tents?
I got there at 1. I wasn't doing all that. All I was gonna do.
How far away is it?
Is drive 3.5 hours.
So,
good God.
You were up around 8 o'clock. I'm not ready to get on the road.
I'm not waiting in line.
It's only because I live 3.5 hours away.
Oh, you know he'd be there at 8 if he was closer.
It's for the kids, guys. Come on.
Right.
You just don't understand. Oh. I mean, I could smell Jabril Peppers. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so that's the Michigan update. join the Spreadem group. Got the password. Check everything out. All this will get posted here real soon. And any last words?
I'm excited for the season to start.
Finally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone's ready for
this. This is long overdue.
Everyone's
ready for the Super Bowl reappearance.
How about we, everybody on three, let's go Lions.
Nah.
One,
two,
three.
Actually, why don't we just end it with dead silence? It'll be fitting for this episode.
Just drop somebody up mid-sentence.
Wait a minute. We have a stable connection now.
Yeah, we can't do it. Can't be done. Yeah,
can't be done.
A connection's too good. We'll finish with this, Bourne. You didn't get to hear this at the beginning, but you'll get to hear it at the end.
All right.
Night-night, everyone. Night. Wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. Thank you.
Check this out. Here we go, 3-3-0, tatted on my chest. 216, CLE, yeah, you know the rest. He headed back to that city where he came from. Reunited with the fans up in his kingdom. And we don't care what the media will say, cause the real Cavs fans never burn the jerseys anyway. Open up my closet and I see it hanging up right where I left it for this moment when he laced them up. Throw the wine and gold, once again the king is throned. Welcome home, Johnny Cleveland on his money phone. Courtside, L on MR, let it ride. LBJ is here to stay, so let's do this all.
Coming home, tell the world that I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of
family. They ain't got to travel across the country. Just come watch me play. I think it's going to be great. I'm so excited about it.